Armadoxy for today. Okay to doubt. A week after Jesus had resurrected, the Apostle Thomas stands out from the group of disciples by doubting the resurrection. He is not with the others when Jesus appears, and when they try to convince him that they have seen the risen Lord, he doubts their word. Unless I see in his hand the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. Thomas is forevermore known as Doubting Thomas because of this hesitancy to believe and accept that which was physically impossible. My guess is that most of us would be just as skeptical over such news that goes against everything we know through experience. Every person who has been laid to rest has remained in their grave or cremated to ashes. No one in our experience, as well as in Thomas's experience for that matter, has ever come back to life. Resurrection begs doubting. Doubting has a bad name. Many think it is the opposite of faith. Actually, fear is the opposite of faith. Think about it. Doubt is the beginning of the questioning and reasoning process that leads us to understand, to accept, and believe. It is the beginning of the faith process. From doubt comes question, and an opportunity to reason, think, process, and come face to face with our fear. Having put away our fears, we come to terms with our faith. Doubting is a normal part of our thought and learning process. Stifling that progression of ideas leads to misunderstandings about ourselves and the harmony that we should have with life and the world around us. Yes, it is okay to doubt, to question, and to think. Ponder the great miracle of life. Accept the invitation that Jesus extends to Thomas. Reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. From the Book of Hours, we pray. Lord our God, my soul is in your care at all times, and I trust in your holy cross. I have the multitude of saints as my intercessors before you. You are forbearing toward all. Do not disregard those who rely on you, but protect them with the peace by your precious and holy cross. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.